This podcast homily is a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. It is prepared for use in worship using the 1928 Book of Common Prayer readings for the season of Easter. Welcome to this podcast homily for the first Sunday after Easter. I'm Father Ron Shibley, founder and director of the Anglican Internet Church. These homilies are always found on the podcast homilies page at the AIC website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. They, as well as the entire AIC archive of hundreds of homilies on various topics, can also be accessed through the Podbean gadget on the digital library page at that same site. The epistle reading for First Sunday after Easter is 1 John 5, verses 4 through 12. In their common message concerning the importance of and equality of the Holy Spirit, these verses are a link between the epistle and the gospel readings for today. One of the themes of the Gospel of St. John was truth versus falsehood, and one of the themes of chapters 2 and 3 in Revelation, the letters to the seven churches of Asia Minor, is the importance of those who overcome the secular reality of the world. For more on both these topics, see episode 40 in the New Testament, and episodes 5 through 8 in the Revelation Bible Study Series, both linked from the Bible Study page at www.anglicaninternetchurch.net. In this reading, these themes are expressed differently as a direct message to the faithful of their central part in the salvation of the world. And here I read this in the New King James Version. John 5, verse 5. Who is he who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? St. John asserts that the witness of God is greater than the witness of men, that the Spirit of God comes to man through his Holy Spirit, and that, as he did in his Gospel and in Revelation, John reinforces the importance of the number 3, and the Son as the one who offers real life. Here is 1 John 5, verses 7 and 12. For there are 3 that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. These 3 are one. He who has the Son of life, he who has the Son has life, he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. The gospel reading for today is part of St. John's unique account of the post-resurrection appearance of Jesus in the upper room in Jerusalem. The time is the first day of the week, meaning Sunday, the Christian Sabbath. John had already told readers that the disciples locked themselves in the upper room out of fear of the retribution of the Jews. And this use of the word Jews is another unique theme in the Gospel of St. John, which I discuss in episode 40 of the New Testament Bible Study Series. In verse 19b, John tells us how Jesus came and stood in the midst of them, saying, "Peace be with you." Jesus clarifies the meaning of peace when he speaks the word again in verse 20. peace is not earthly peace, or verse 21, excuse me, peace is not earthly peace as in the absence of conflict of among men, but God's peace. Peace to you, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. John also tells us something else that is extraordinarily spiritual concerning the Holy Spirit. He says that after granting them the Father's peace, that is, the peace of God, that Jesus, quote, breathed on them and afterward instituted the sacrament of penance confession, saying in verses 22 and 23, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you receive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." In the Western Church's music, the scene is remembered in the 19th century hymn, "Breathe on Me, Breath of God," written by Edward Hatch in 1875. These words of Jesus are the earliest instructions concerning the ordination of the priesthood to carry forward the church into the future, coming even before the Great Commission described in the Synoptic Gospels. In the Anglican worship tradition, we still offer private confession, but most of us prefer the public confession found in the general confession, which is said before the celebration of Holy Eucharist. In the general confession, each of us confesses our sins and receives absolution and remission, with a condition that your confession is genuine and that you pledge to live a new life following the commandments, living in love and charity with your neighbors. In both St. John's Gospel and his first epistle, John stresses the theme of love, that God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit loved us, that God the Father sent His only begotten Son to be crucified for our sins upon the cross. The institution of confession or penance signifies that He still loves us enough to provide this means of release from our sins. This offer means forgiveness and release and the chance to start a new day. For more on the context of this reading, especially the response of St. Thomas, you'll find that in episode 40 and episodes 43 and 44 in the New Testament Bible Study Series. For more on the sacrament of confession and the other six sacraments, see the AIC bookstore publication, The Beliefs of the Anglican Church, which is available in paperback and Kindle editions at my Author Central page, https://www.amazon.com/author/Ronald E. Shibley, with a hyphen between the three parts. Again today, there are two closing prayers, the first adapted from a 4th century Maronite Catholic liturgy, and the second, the collect for the first Sunday after Easter, which Archbishop Cranmer wrote for the 1549 Book of Common Prayer based upon John 3:16, Romans 4:25, and 1 Corinthians 5:7 and 8. O Lord, through the blessings of the day of Thy glorious resurrection, grant to us times of tranquility and peace, that we may praise Thee in the company of Thy holy hosts, and give Thee glory and thanks, now and forever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. Almighty Father, who hast given Thine only Son to die for our sins and to rise again for our justification, grant us so to put away the leaven of malice and wickedness, that we may always serve Thee in pureness of living and truth, through the merits of the same Thy Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to God for all things. Amen. This program has been a presentation of the Anglican Internet Church. We invite you to visit our website, www.anglicaninternetchurch.net.